不同。
It's certainly not saying we should forget all historical lessons of the past.
并不是说我们要把历史以后的事情都忘掉。
What he said earlier in that passage is important.
在腓立比第三章前面他讲的
He said the things that I regarded as desirable now I have abandoned as rubbish
他以前那些东西我很喜爱的现在我当它是垃圾
Now that's very important The things that were important to me are not important anymore
以前那些东西对我很觉得很有意思的现在我觉得它一点意思都没有
And now I seek something else
我现在要寻找一种另外一个东西。
He says that I may know Jesus.
我会认识主。
And in order to know him, I have regarded all this behind me as rubbish.
如果我们要和他有一个密切的关系，我一定要把以前的东西要放下。
So what is to be forgotten behind are the things of the self.
以前所我们要忘记的就是关于我们自我的一切东西。
For example, he said,I was a Pharisee.
他说我是一个法利赛人。
That, in fact, today is regarded as a Pharisee is something bad. In those days, Pharisee was something glorious.
现在我们看法利赛人觉得他是不好，以前呢是觉得是非常好的。
He said, I was a Hebrew of the Hebrews, the purest kind of Hebrew.
他说我是希伯来的最纯正的希伯来人。
All these good things, he said, I regard as rubbish now. It doesn't matter.
那些东西我现在都觉得它是对我完全没有意思
In the past it made me proud
以前令到我非常骄傲
I felt good
我觉得很好
But now it doesn't matter
现在看来对我一点意思都没有
What about us?
我们自己呢
Maybe our family upbringing
我家庭 的教养
Makes us feel good
令到我觉得非常好
Maybe all the degrees that we have collected
就是我们学问的很多的degrees 我们觉得非常骄傲
各种行头文凭
文凭行头
那些 No, I'm speaking generally All these I have left behind It doesn't matter anymore
现在我觉得这个对我来讲没有什么意思
Because these things make the self proud.
这种事情会令到我们非常骄傲。
And let me tell you, there's nothing more dangerous than pride.
我告诉你，世界上没有事情比骄傲更危险。
Have you tried praying?
你有没有祷告？
And you pray and pray, and God never hears your prayer.
你祷告又祷告，可是神从来不听。
You say,No, I don't hear God ever answering my prayer.
我想神从来都不会答应我的祷告。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
因为要
清心的人，
清心的有福了，因为他们能够见神。
So if your heart is filled with pride, you're not pure in heart.
如果你的心是充满骄傲，你就不是清心了。
Never mind, or filled even. Let's say you have some degree of pride. You won't get through.
如果你的心里面有一不是说完全满的骄傲，就是有一点点骄傲，你也没用。
That's why some people constantly experience God and some people don't.
因为有的人是时常经验到神，可是有的人就一点经验都没有。
Where's the difference?
那个分别在哪里呢？
One person has dealt with self, the other hasn't.
有一个人他就是已经把他自我克服了有一个人就没有
Now that is the secret of the spiritual life That's why Paul says Every mature Christian thinks like this
保罗说这个秘密就在这里一个成熟的基督徒每个人都是同样这样想法
I have left behind I forget all the things pertaining to self
我把我的关于自我的一切事情我都已经放在后边
And now I press on towards the things of God
我现在要竭力去前进去那些东西是与神有关的事情
If you have that mentality
如果你有这种性情的话
You pray and God answers
如果你祷告神一定会听
If he doesn't answer you come look for me
如果他神不听你就来问我
I have complete confidence.
我有完全的信心。
In my God.
在我的神。
Because it's based on very long experience.
因为这是我的经验。
From 1953, since from the time I came to the Lord till now, is how many years?
1953年到现在.
That's 43 years. That's quite a long time.
43年,很长的时期.
There is no prayer that I can ever recall through the many, many prayers I've prayed that God didn't answer.
我的祷告,祷告很多很多祷告,没一个祷告是落空的.
Sometimes I have to wait quite some time before he answers.
有的时候我要等候很久神才答应我的祷告。
But the answer will come.
可是他的答应是一定会来的。
And sometimes he answers so fast that I had hardly got the words out of my mouth, the answer is already there.
有的时候他的回应是那么快,我还没讲完,已经做成了。
And there are times when he answered before I even asked.
有的时候他答了我的祷告,我还没讲祷告的时候,他已经答了我的祷告。
I was stunned. I thought, wow, I haven't even asked for this yet, it's already arrived.
我真的是很惊奇,因为我还没问了,你已经答复了我的祷告。
That's exactly what it says in Isaiah. Before you call, I will answer.
好像Isaiah说,你们还没问我的时候,我已经答应了你。
So I see to our sister who is going to be baptized.
我今天就和今天的乐龄姐妹讲。
Baptism, what is it?
什么是洗礼呢?
That is precisely this point. It is... From this point on, you forget what is behind.
就是说,从今天起, 你要把以前的事都要忘掉。
All that has to do with yourself.
所有对自我的事情都要把它放下。
Your selfish ambitions.
你自己的雄心。
Your selfish pride.
你的骄傲。
Indeed, also the past hurts.
因为有很多事,以往的是为令到你痛心。
The things that people did to you which were wrong.
有的人做一点事情对你是有害的。
You forgive and forget it.
你应该完全饶恕他们。
Don't let the past be a millstone around your neck.
不要把以往的在你的颈上做了一个石头。
I have to counsel many people in my work.
因为我要去劝勉很多的人。
And I see many people walking around with in life with a big burden from the past.
我们看到很多人,他把以往的事情都放在他背后。
You can't go forward with this great thing choking you around the neck like a millstone.
你不能走什么路,因为后背的东西是那么重。
Jesus wants to set you free from the past.
耶稣要叫你的自由,从以前的事情的自由。
That's why you have these two parts of the same verse. You must be freed from the past so that you can go forward.
你一定要把以往的得到自由,然后你才能前进。
Now baptism is the beginning.
洗礼就是这个开始。
The word forget in the original.
这个忘,这个在希腊文。
Is a present participle.
记熟的意思。
That means you keep on forgetting.
你一定要记熟的要忘记背后。
And you keep on, and the other word, straining forward, is also a present participle. You keep on straining forward.
你一定要记熟的向前走。
The Greek pressing forward is a very intense word, which doesn't quite come out in the English.
希腊文的向前是一个非常有能力的一个字。
Now the picture of this is quite simple. We can look at it like this.
你这个用图画来讲是很容易,你就可以这样看。
What is the picture?
你是一个什么样的图画呢?
The picture is one of discipleship.
是一个门徒。
In front is Jesus.
前面就是耶稣。
Behind is us.
后面就是我们。
Discipleship is to follow. You follow him in front, I'm behind.
你要跟他前面,要后边,你在他后边。
So what is behind?
后边是什么呢?
It's me.
是我。
What do I forget?
我应该忘什么呢?
Me.
要忘记自己。
Now if you can do that, you will know what freedom is.
你如果能够忘记自己,你就知道自由是怎么回事。
I've had to deal with a number of people with serious mental problems in my time.
精神病的人,很严重的精神病。
And I find that the main characteristic of these people with serious mental problems,
那些严重精神病的人, 是有一个很相同的地方。
You know what it is?
你知道是什么吗？
The complete preoccupation with the self.
他是完全自顾他们自己。
They are locked into themselves.
他完全把自己锁在里面。
I picked up a booklet at the doctor's office the other day.
我在医务所的找到一本小的杂志。
Where we went for physical checkup.
我去身体检查。
And this booklet had to do with mental problems.
它是讲关于精神病。
You know, as you are waiting for the doctor, you don't want to waste time, so you pick up some booklet they have there.
你在他的后诊所里看一种小杂志。
And one sentence immediately struck me there.
有一句话令到我思想。
The symptom of this mental illness is the turning inward, complete obsession with the self.
他就有那些病人，他是完全的向自我发展。
What's your situation now?
你的情形怎么样
？I think given that standard, most people are a bit got mental problems.
如果是这个是定义的话，我想每一个人都有一点精神的问题。
Because maybe not to the point of obsessive.
这当然是不是完全征服的这个情形
，but it can develop in that direction.
这可以变成，如果不小心就会变成这样。
When you talk to such people,
当你和他们谈话的时候
，they always talk about themselves. It's always themselves. They never get away from the self.
他们总是讲自己，从来不会讲别的东西。
And do you know, in the end, they don't have a single person who wants to talk to them.
结果没有一个人想和他们谈话。
Who wants to talk to a person who only talks about themselves?
如果谁要和他们讲话，因为他总是讲关于他自己。
So in the end, they have no friends and they're very lonely.
最后他一点朋友都没有，他非常孤独。
Many people are obsessed with themselves, but they are clever enough, as I said, like Hussein, not to talk about, but to talk about the glory of their country and so on. They have moved this verbal commitment to something else.
虽然好像胡先他说不是说自己说是这个国家的荣耀，其实他就是把他那个目的转了去国家一样。
But like Hitler, he was completely obsessed with himself. That's why he's regarded as a madman.
这 Hitler 他也是如此，所以他说人家说他是怪人。
But he keeps talking about Germany, of course.
他当时一定是说关于德国。
But like Louis XIV, he meant Germany is me, just like Louis said France is me. I am France.
他说 the Louis XIV, 他说法国就是我。
But you can see this complete obsession with the self.
你看到他们完全是给自我征服。
There was somebody in the church once who kept coming to me with her problems. This, every time I talk to her, it's the same thing. It's always me this, me that, me this and that. Oh, it was so tiring.
有一个朋友，他来到教会，总是要我和我谈话，总是说他自己，令得我非常累。
And various co-workers tried to help her, but it's no use. She was always going around the same thing.
有的同工要和他谈话，他也是同样的，就是说他自己。
Because they are actually loving to talk about themselves.
因为他很喜欢讲他自己。
And yet they also hate it because of their problems. So it's a kind of love-hate relationship to themselves.
他也恨，所以他是有一个爱和恨的关系。
Finally, all the co-workers gave up. They don't know how to help her.
因为最后所有的同工都放弃，因为他不知道怎么去帮助他。
So she came back to me again.
后来他又来到我们，要向我问。
I said, okay, I'm going to give you an instruction.
我说好，我给你一个条件。
And you must stick to it absolutely if you're going to ever get out of your mess.
你一定要服从，如果你要征服你的问题。
He said, "What is that?"
他就问你到底是什么呢
？I said, "From this moment on, you are forbidden to talk about yourself even once. Never talk about yourself again."
从现在开始，你不能讲你自己。一句都不能讲。
I think her mouth dropped open. How do you live without talking about yourself?
他说，他的嘴就打开。他说，我有什么可以讲呢？如果我不讲我自己。
I said, you don't talk about yourself to anyone, not even to your husband. Never talk about yourself to your husband.
我告诉人他说你不要讲你自己对任何人，连你的丈夫你也不讲。
And I told her husband, see to it, you never talk to her about her.
你也和他的丈夫说你也不要和他讲关于他自己。
And you know what happened?
你知道怎么发生结果怎么样？
She was healed.
她就好了。
And no more problem after that.
她就没有问题了。
She was happy afterwards.
她就很高兴了。
She was freed from herself.
因为她就在自我的得到自由。
She learned to forget herself and suddenly she realized, wow, this is much more wonderful than I realized.
她忘了自己，她觉得这生活上非常好。
And all these years she has stuck to it and she has become a very fine person.
他现在一直都不再讲自己，所以他现在变成一个非常好的人。
At one time, everybody wanted to stay away from her because they knew you talk to her, she's going to talk about herself. Well, thanks, we had enough of this. We heard the same story 50 times over already.
以前很多人都怕和他在一起，因为他的故事已经人听了很多次。
But now she has many friends.
他现在有很多朋友。
Because she's concerned about other people, she can't talk about herself. 他
现在关心别人，不再讲自己。
Once you forget yourself, sounds simple? Oh, the power of this is remarkable.
你要忘记自己，你觉得是很容易，其实是这个能力是很大。
So what happens in baptism is when you go into the water, the past is gone.
当你洗礼的时候，你进水的时候，你的过以前已经过了。
What does it mean to die with Christ?
归与神同死。
It means that the past is gone. When you die, then the past is gone.
因为你与神同死，就是说你的以往已经和神一起埋葬。
What does it mean to be raised from the dead?
怎么从死里再复活呢？
You press to a new direction.
你就继续了去一个新的方向。
Now you're free to go to something else than free from yourself.
你就有的能力可以走你要去的地方。
Now you can follow Jesus in front.
现在你就可以跟随主耶稣在前面。
In other words, discipleship is impossible.
就是说，换句来讲，就是说，做门徒是这不可以做门徒。
Unless you forget what is behind. Now remember, what is behind is yourself.
如果你不把你以往的背后忘掉的话，你就不能做门徒。
忘了自己。
忘了自己。
And then you press forward to the Lord Jesus.
你就可以向前，与神一起。
To become like him, 就是像耶稣一样。
像耶稣一样。
Press on to become like him. That's in front.
对，你就要向前和主一样，和耶稣一样。
So our time is gone.
我们时间已经差不多了。
I mentioned that this pressing forward in the Greek is very intense and it's in the word that is used there.
这个向前在希腊文来讲是非常有能力的。
That is something else that I don't see in many Christians. Very few Christians have that intensity.
我在基督徒上看这种
没有这种追求的心啊。
追求的心。
You see that it's,很淡 no intensity there.
因为他们都是非常很淡。
I'm going to speak Chinese again. There is not this extraordinariness that attracts other people.
因为他们有一种非常的性格来吸引别人。
So I say to our sister, let the Lord set you on fire.
我对乐灵姐妹讲，让神在你身上，焚烧。
让神的属灵的火、
在
你心
里
面
焚烧。
That you become a light in the darkness.
你在黑暗变成一个光。
I find there's no point being a Christian unless you become something outstanding as a Christian for God's sake.
做一个基督徒，如果你是不是
做一个很特别的一个特殊的一个基督徒啊 ，because that is what our calling is.
这是我们的呼召。
I close with some few words from some famous servants of God.
我基督讲几句就是 出名的
基督徒 There was David Livingstone.
David Livingstone.
He was a famous explorer in Africa.
他是在非洲的探险家。
And David Livingstone wrote in his diary these words.
他在他的日记那里那么写。
He said, I have no unusual intellectual endowments.
我其实不是超然的，我的智慧不是超然。
But he said, I determined this day, I resolved this day to be an uncommon Christian.
同时我愿意做一个不寻常的基督徒。
That is something that every Christian, I hope that our sister said, will say, I determined by the grace of God to be an unusual, an uncommon Christian.
我愿姊妹会说的希望以后我做一个非常不寻常的基督徒。
不寻常的。
寻常。
因为 because the church is already full of very ordinary people, ordinary Christians, no fire.
我们教会里面已经充满很多的基督徒没有一点火。
Somebody asked Wesley, why is it that when you preach, crowds of people come to hear you preach?
有的人问Wesley, 为什么你讲到很多很多的人来听你讲道？
He said, well, it is for this reason.
他说为这个原因。
I set myself on fire.
我把自己焚烧。
And the crowds come to see me burn.
因为人就来看我怎么给火焚烧。
That's very interesting. Then he summed up the secret why wherever Wesley went, multitudes came to hear because he was on fire.
Wesley 他为什么吸引那么多人？因为他自己是灵火焚烧。
That's wonderful.
这是很好。
There you see the intensity of that word. I press forward.
我们就能看到这个向前的
内心追求的那种。So, I close here for today.
我就这里就这样结束。
I pray that the Lord will make each one of you a spiritual fire.
我希望神为在每一个人身上都有这个属灵的火焰。
That will not happen unless you forget yourself behind.
这种事情不会发生，除非你是要把以前的事都把它忘掉。
And with the whole heart, press forward.
用全心全意的向前追求。
To become like Him.
是要像主耶稣。
Let us close in prayer.
我们祷告。